You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Christmas is well and truly upon us. Joining me in studio now is Lindsay Smith and Jillian Shaw. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
And you're taking time away from valuable Christmas shopping tonight. I know.
Yeah.
Because you're... But it looks chilly.
I'm on my iPad. What do you mean, Steve?
You're shopping.
Yeah, she's doing online shopping.
We're going to turn the show upside down. Instead of talking about all the news and business issues and stuff going on in the world, we're going to save that for a little bit later in the show, and we're going to talk about fun gift stuff, last-minute gift stuff. Because, well, Jillian's got her iPad, but Lindsay brought in a whole bunch of crap.
Well, that's what we get under the tree, right? A bunch of crap? That's great.
Some trees have a bunch of crap under, and I have a feeling that if you were, yeah... So that sometimes you buy a bunch of crap under the tree. Do you?
No, do you just buy gifts for gifts' sake? Great gifts.
Okay,
you don't like my gifts? That's it. I'm leaving.
You brought in a little Yoda.
Okay, yeah, Yoda. It's not just a plastic Yoda. It's actually a USB key. Pop off his head there. Decapitate Yoda, and you've got a 4 gigabyte USB drive. It is the coolest little tech toy ever. And this is why I brought it in, because collectible, you got to stop laughing. Collectible USB keys are the thing this year. They're all the rage. If you go to Staples, London Drugs, Future Shop, Best Buy, they're all carrying these collectible USB keys. This one, because we're all nerds in this room, right? I thought we'd talk about the Star Wars one. There's like Darth Vader, Boba Fett.
I'm getting Darth Vader. He's a trucker. Yeah. Like he's a rebel trucker.
He's not Bubba one of the Fett. Characters that I care to remember. Yoda, Darth
Bobo
Vader.
Fett.
Yeah,
okay.
A stormtrooper. Those are the four that are part of series one from the Star Wars collection.
Okay, that's kind of cute. I never would have known that it was a USB key, but I got to tell you, it's pretty not built all that great because
it's hard to get his head back on.
Oh, there, I got his head on.
It is difficult. But that's because his head hasn't been off a lot. Like, I've just been sharing it briefly and treasuring him. Because he is collectible, and you don't want to overuse.
Because they only made, like, 8 million of them.
Yeah, actually, you can totally tell it's cheap plastic. But it is cool.
How much do those things cost?
It's about $20.
$20 stocking stuffer, but it doesn't fill the stocking very much, so you got to get too many.
Well,
the whole strategy behind a stocking stuffer is to buy bulky items so you don't have to put too many
big box
things
items.
It comes in a package that'll still fit in a stocking, which does take up a bit of room.
Okay,
so you're okay there.
$20. $20, 4 gigabytes.
And
4 gigabytes. All for Yoda. Oh, yeah. I'd go for it.
I think every nerd should be carrying one of these around. No, the look on your face,
I'm not
Steve.
Gonna do it.
Well, it's better than you know what? It beats the bling ones. People will spend $200
Okay, here's the thing. I carry a USB drive around to speaking engagements, and I walk into a professional speaking engagement. I've got like people there paying me like serious dollars to be there. I'm not pulling out Boba Fett and sticking him into the local computer to do my presentation from.
Are you kidding me? That would make you so much more popular.
Yeah.
People would love you.
I'll just have to continue on in mediocrity. Okay. You've got this big, and we are videotaping this, so if you we'll have this on our Video Central. You've got the big karaoke machine. I've thought about these karaoke machines. There's some software ones that you can just get for the iPad, too. There's some software versions with mics and stuff. But you've got the full meal deal here.
This is the singing machine. It's about $80. And I just
is that all?
That's it. And you can bring karaoke into any Christmas party and just make a...
Bringing the joy of
time.
Karaoke into people's lives should make it worthwhile.
It's absolutely amazing.
Well, show us how it works.
You just turn it on there. You can see
it's got all the disco lights.
It's
got a big master volume. It's got a speaker in the front, so you don't need speakers, and it's got a mic. Okay.
It looks like an old school stereo system. Now, the one thing that you can't see in here right now is we don't have it connected to a TV screen, and if we did, once we pressed play, all the lyrics would show up on your television, and it would light up so that you could sing along with it. Right now, we're going to get...
And does it come with all these songs?
Well, no. I had to buy that for, I think it was about $40 for the Party Time Karaoke. This one was from Best Buy. Yeah, and it's got Pop Rock R&B Mega Pack. It's got 128 songs I think we see in there. And it comes with all the lyrics. So, for example,
I don't know Black Cow.
No, but we've got YMCA. Jillian and I are going to karaoke. Let's sing, Jillian.
Okay.
Okay, let's press play.
I'm going to take the picture on my Facebook camera.
Young man. I don't know where we are.
Yeah.
Young man.
No, I'm doing the movement.
Oh, you're doing the movement. How come I have to sing?
Here
we go. I want the chorus. Oh, here we go. Oh! It's fun to stay at the YMCA. Oh, I feel sorry for people. YMCA. Okay, I won't torture people anymore.
I don't think
that
we're
was fun.
To
do you want to try it?
Basically.
Do you want to try it?
I was having, you know, it's enough to get the movements going. I can't sing and move at the same time.
Stop it or we'll be under CRTCA scrutiny.
Oh, okay, done. Bye, karaoke machine. Bye.
So it's $80 for that, and then you can get different. Now, is it a standard? I'll get technical on you. Is it a standard format for karaoke CDs? Like, if I can, I only buy Party Time Karaoke to use with a singing machine, or does
just
all
any
karaoke?
CD? I've played any CD in there. You can actually play a regular CD. It's
but
just
the words
the
won't appear.
The words wouldn't appear exactly.
But the words will all appear with the. Cheesy videos in
within,
the background.
Yeah, any karaoke.
I'm just kidding, killing me softly. That's pretty good. You could sing that.
Yeah. I think I'd be good at that.
There's some sweet dreams.
There's some classics
I'll
on
practice
there.
So during break.
Anyway, and you can buy a second microphone and it plugs into two, so you can have two groups of people singing at once.
By the way, this might be age related in just our generation, but there's a brilliant TV commercial on right now, which I just saw last week. Which has a car with a really good stereo system, and they're playing Elton John's Rocket Man, and they show people all singing the wrong words to Rocket Man, because I don't know the words to Rocket Man. Do you know the words to Rocket Man? Because the words are... It's one of those songs that you can't understand what Elton's singing in it. And finally, in this car, the words come out clear. I don't know how they edited it, and the woman sitting next to the guy says... gives the proper words, and I can't even remember what they are right now. But I looked at Shan and I said, I didn't know the words that. I've been listening to that song since I was a kid, and I don't know. And I just sang, Rocket Man.
It says Rocket Man.
Yeah, so anyways, it was pretty funny. So so the karaoke machine, so you're going to drop like $120 to get a
if you
karaoke
want 128
pack.
Songs.
Does it come with a decent number of songs?
It doesn't come with any songs. You do have to buy the karaoke CD, but you can get them for $10-$20.
Okay.
If you don't want to buy that whole
the karaoke. I think it would be fun. But you know, the question is whether you get this for the karaoke machine or you get the karaoke system that goes on your Wii or your Xbox 360 or whatever game system you have. That's the other option that I guess you have for karaoke. Although for $80 for this system, you can take it to a party. And your Wii, the games on the Wii are like $40-$50 by themselves. And this gives you lots of songs.
It's portable.
Okay, keep going.
Do you like
going.
This little box? Doesn't that look exciting? So I've got here in my hand, it's like about 5 inches across, maybe 3 inches wide. It is a range extender. So of us get into, most of us have got wireless in our homes now. And it can be frustrating when you've gone to all the trouble to set up your Wi-Fi and your signal isn't extending through. It's made by Cisco.
Okay.
And it just plugs right into your wall, and it comes with a CD. You plug it into your Mac or Windows machine, and essentially just it finds your network. You connect it to your network, and then you've got Wi-Fi and all those hard to reach places.
Did this in my home because I had a dead spot. I had a Wi-Fi dead spot. It wasn't that far from my office, but you know how homes have these strange dead spots. And in our family room, we got terrible Wi-Fi, even though it was only maybe 25 meters away from my base station. So I didn't use this. How much does the Cisco one cost?
That one is $89.
Okay, so I chose to use, my particular case, because I've used an Apple, I've got an AirPort, I bought an AirPort Express, and I think I bought a refurbished one from Apple for about the same price. But the extenders are a great idea. They do extend the network all around, and they're pretty easy to use and pretty easy to set up. They just plug into the thing.
They just plug into the wall. It looks like a little box.
And this has got an Ethernet cable coming out the bottom.
That is so that so you can actually plug it in into a separate connection.
Yeah, so you
as
can
well.
Plug in. So you can. So, for instance, you might have a media box on your TV that requires a hardwired Ethernet connection. So you can do that. The only area that Apple, the AirPort, might be better as well is that it will give you music. So you can plug the tunes out. True. So you can put so you've got the audio jack in. Do you have extenders in your house, Jillian, or you just cover the whole house?
No, and we live in a really old house, but I have two wireless. I have both Telus and Shaw. So.
Of course you do.
I always figure you have to have a backup when one doesn't work, which happens, as we know.
True.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad, Steve.
That's
it's
true
bad.
Nerddom.
Okay, you're the first person I know that actually has both carriers in your home.
Well,
it allows you to criticize them both equally.
You've
got to
keep trying them all, right?
And you say, I'm a customer, you can't be mean to me when you criticize them in the paper, right?
Customer of them all.
Okay. Well, let's continue on with our gift theme. What else you got? You've done the Yoda. You've done the karaoke.
We have Samsung's NV800. I want to call it a smart camera. They're calling smart TVs smartphones now. And one of the trends I'm seeing, especially with the Samsung, is they're actually putting apps on their cameras. So it's a
so the cameras are transitioning towards the smartphones.
It is, it's true, but it's lovely because you get all these extra features built in, and it's so much easier to use when you've got a touch screen and you can quickly choose the applications that you want in order to derive the best photo. So for example, this one has 3D settings. You can actually take 3D photos with it. It's got a pose enhancer, so you can actually pick from a pose guide what style, like you have a bunch of models here that are all posed. You can see that? So they're all posed on there, and you pick whichever one you want. And then once you've picked the model pose that you like, it'll actually put an outline in the camera angle so that it'll show you, so you can put the outline around you so you get that best shot for self-portraits.
Raise your hand up at an angle like this. Other hand. I guess I shouldn't say be bustier.
No, you should not. She looks fairly busty. Well, here's the thing, is that the pose guide is actually for you to take photos of yourself. You notice there, Steve, you can actually flip the screen around so that it flips up on top of the camera. And you flip it around and you can see yourself. So one of the big trends right now is taking pictures
taking
of yourself.
Pictures
do you take
of
a lot
yourself?
Of pictures of yourself, Jillian?
Yes, badly. Loaded with those little extenders, right?
Yeah. So it's kind of neat. It also takes video. So with Cisco no longer creating their flip video camcorders, I think this is a great alternative to those, although it is a little bit more expensive.
Samsung has been very aggressive in the camera market. How much is this one?
This one is, let me remember, it was $299.
So this is called the Samsung
MV800.
Oh, why don't they give
it to me? I have these products all on my website, too, on the blog.
So we'll put a link to it.
Yeah. There you go.
But it's a nice picture. Yeah, it's a nice camera. It's a nice, small, compact camera. I'm not sure I'm crazy about this.
The flip.
I can see why the flip viewfinder is useful, but holding the camera makes
No, you don't have to. There's actual button on the back. Flip it back
up.
No,
I understand, but just when I'm holding it like a normal camera, it feels funny having the screen there. I just feel like I might break it. It might get caught on things.
But you always have a screen on the back of your camera.
But it doesn't normally flip away like that.
Feels
you
like a like cigarette pack, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I should be able to take out a cigarette here.
Oh, there you go.
Showing your age.
Business card holder.
Yeah, business card holder. Yeah.
Well, that is, and so that point shoot. Nice camera, and definitely for the self-portrait, being able to flip the screen over so that you can take a better picture of yourself, which is always the big guess, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a neat little feature there. It's got things like funny face, keeps kids busy, like, you know, on your computer, you can put those programs in, it stretches your face all out, and lots of cool little features like that.
It's all about the apps.
That's one of the big trends.
And is that everything you brought in?
It is everything I brought in. Well, of course, other than myself.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not giving away that for Christmas, though, are we? Okay, awkward. Jillian, your turn. You take the stage now.
What's your big going to be big in the Shaw household this year?
What is going to be big in the Shaw? Well, you know, I'm playing around with a Google Nexus phone, but we were just discussing that. You could wrap any of these phones up and, you know, they won't know until they open it up because they're all beginning to look the same, except this one, the Google Nexus.
Well, the Google Nexus phone is huge.
It looks giant. Doesn't it look giant?
It's ginormous.
Beside even my iPhone with its Army issue cover is still dwarfed by this, which is...
And I've actually seen reviews of the new Nexus phone online that says the screen is too big.
Well, it almost has the feeling of a tablet when you pick it up, which is great for people like me. You know, I watch the Canucks when we're driving or that's wonderful, but whoops, I wasn't supposed to start it because it's going to make a buzz.
Okay,
but it is quite large, falls out of pockets. You know, that's why I have the Army issue cover on my iPhone. It's been known to, you know, come out of my pocket. So this is really large handbag size phone, but nice looking screen.
Now, what about at your house? I was thinking about getting one of my daughters an e-book reader. And what's your thoughts on those?
You know what? How many days until Christmas, Steve?
Two.
I know.
Three.
Something. You know, this is my dilemma because I was all set to go out and buy an e-reader for Christmas. And what do we have? The great Kindle Fire in the States that everybody is looking for in Canada.
Well, that's a tablet more than an e-book reader. I mean, if you're going to talk about an e-book reader, you've got to look at either the Kindle Touch or the Kindle 3G or the Nook or the
Kobo. Well, for my money, I think I'd go, you know, if I was living in the States, I'd go for the Kindle Fire.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, because I truly like looking at the e-ink screens rather than a color screen. I find them more restful on the eyes. I find the weight far better. So I have the Kobo at home, the Kobo Touch, and I like it. It's a fine ebook reader. I don't really want the color on my ebook.
Oh, don't you? You see, well, I have the Kobo Vox, the new one that's come out. That's the one that is your choice now in Canada.
Yeah.
I just don't know that I read. I also read. I don't know. Do you go around reading like this with your iPad? Ebook in your hand? Yeah. No, but because everybody says it's too heavy. The bigger tablets are too heavy. But, you know, I don't sit there and hold a book like this. So.
I read in bed, and I do hold the book up in bed. And so my arm gets tired when I'm holding the iPad. Oh. And I have to prop it up on something. Fortunately, I have a very large belly to prop it up on, which works. But I don't like reading my iPad as an ebook reader. Sitting on a plane, well, I usually have the tray down, true.
Well, the other thing is that it's almost like reading under the covers with a flashlight when you're reading on your iPad, because you can see
the backlight. You're okay with the iPad. Okay.
You know, but when you go out in the summertime, and I go out sailing in the summertime, and there's some people in my house that like to read in the summer, and you can't read your iPad in the sunlight.
So there's
the e-reader.
I think anybody that gets an e-reader should be happy this Christmas. I think it's a good gift.
And I'm
saying that with a tremendous amount of hope that my kids that get them like them.
And hopefully they're not listening tonight.
Are you kidding? Listen to my show? Are you kidding?
No, they won't do that.
Okay, Steve, you convinced me. That's going to be it.
We're going to take a quick break and return with more with Jillian Shaw and Lindsay Smith. I, of course, am Santa Steve Dotto.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.